T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Texas Rangers fans are ready for opening day.
Man, we're going all the way to the World Series again.
Plus, someone gets lucky in Texas but doesn't land the big prize. With the All Local, I'm Heather Behrens. It's finally here, opening day, or more accurately, opening night for the world champion Texas Rangers. KRLD's Kurt Lewis says fans can't wait.
To say the least, fans at Globe Life Field are anxious to see the team run it back.
Well, we're looking forward to Rangers repeating. How's that? Two in a row. We're going to win 103. Optimistic.
Who's your favorite player?
All of them.
All of them. You think they're going to win today?
Yeah. Let's go, Rangers.
Say it again.
Let's go, Rangers.
Let's go, Rangers.
Let's go, Rangers, indeed. It's night game tonight, by the way, because as the world champions, the Rangers opening game is the featured matchup on ESPN. First pitch is not till 6:35. Going to be a perfect afternoon for tailgating, too. The Globe Life Field parking lot's open at 2 o'clock. The gates open at 3:30. And you can watch the Rangers take batting practice right away at 3:30. The Cubs get the field an hour later. In the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This year opening day is decidedly different. KRLD's LP Phillips explains why.
The pregame celebration will be something to take in. The players will be wearing gold-trimmed uniforms of champions, and there will be plenty of pomp. Manager Bruce Bochy, a veteran of World Series titles, says enjoy.
You got to take it in. It's a lot of hard work went into last year, so hopefully they do. It's going to be a special time, not only for us, I think for the fans, front office, everybody.
From the perspective of former Rangers catcher Pudge Rodriguez, after winning the series itself, there is little to compare to opening day as reigning champs.
It's a very good feeling. Obviously, you're the defending world champions. You are going to be the thing to beat pretty much.
He says it's a little tough for the younger players to stay focused, and they need to remember this is the first game of a long season. From Globe Life Field, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Another county in Texas has issued a disaster declaration ahead of the total solar eclipse on April 8th. Leaders in Kaufman County are concerned about traffic and dwindling fuel and food supplies. Many Texas counties are expected to be inundated with tourists, which will no doubt put a strain on emergency services and resources. The declaration allows for counties to use state resources in the event of an emergency. The first in a series of hearings on the Panhandle wildfires is scheduled for next week. House Speaker Dade Phelan set up an investigative committee to look into the fires that burned more than 1 million acres and killed 2 people. The committee has been tasked with finding legislative solutions for preventing wildfires and improving disaster preparedness, response, and mitigation. The first hearing is Tuesday in Pampa. Phelan wants the committee to submit a report on its findings by May 1st. A new addition is coming to the Arlington Entertainment District. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein has more.
During the Rangers media event earlier this week, the team's executive vice president of business operations, Rob Matwick, made an exciting announcement.
The Arlington Museum of Art will be opening its doors in a new home inside the former Arlington Expo Center.
That's a 1,200 ballpark way in the same building as Esports Stadium. Matwick says the new location will mean much more exhibit space.
You'll see exhibit spaces totaling more than 40,000 square feet, In their previous location in downtown Arlington, they had a total of 5,500 square feet of exhibition space in the entire building.
The grand opening is this Saturday, and it will open with three unique exhibits: Pompeii, the Immortal City, 1.5 Degrees, and the 34th Annual Youth Art Month Show. From the 24-Hour News Center, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A big buyout in the home improvement world. Home Depot will buy SRS Distribution, a materials provider for professionals, in a deal valued at approximately $18.25 billion. It's Home Depot's largest acquisition in its history. The move signals that Home Depot is stepping up more aggressively into the fast-growing professional builder and contractor business. SRS is based in McKinney and provides materials for professionals like roofers, landscapers, and pool contractors. It's on to the Sweet 16 in the NCAA tournament. The third round games will be played today and tomorrow, and all four of the top-seeded teams are still alive.
It's actually more of an upset that, you know, we get to a place in the tournament where all the first seeds are still alive and potentially are in good shape to advance. I mean, I think that if you look through the four teams, they're all pretty well constructed. You know, they have tournament experience.
That's USA Today sports editor Eric Smith. Dallas is one of the four cities hosting these regional games. North Carolina State will play Marquette tomorrow at 6 o'clock, followed by Duke against the top-seeded Houston Cougars at 8:30. The winners of those two games will play on Sunday for a trip to the Final Four. All three of those games will be at the American Airlines Center. And no Powerball winner last night, so you still have a chance to become a billionaire, or close to it. Saturday's Powerball jackpot is expected to be $935 million, the fifth largest in history. The cash value, just under $450 million. Three players won $1 million, including someone here in North Texas who bought a ticket at a Kroger in Flower Mound and matched the first five numbers. With the All Local, I'm Heather Behrens.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.